You ever seen people that had a wound and maybe didn't heal clean, they have some maybe flesh that grew up around there? Do they have a name for that kind of flesh?
Oh, it was the proud flesh.
How did they get rid, how did they deal with that? Did they have any way of...
They had to have something other, there's different things that would remove that. And that they would first have to get rid of that before it would ever heal.
I guess that would be pretty bad, pretty like...
Oh.
They had to cut it out? Or?
No. Well, the cord,
yes.
They could do it, or they've got some kind of medicine that they can put on there that'll do away with it.
When you were coming up, what were the kinds of medicines you might take? Or say you cut yourself or something, what might you put on the cut? Did you have things?
You'd get you some liniment or some turpentine or some kerosene, or might put some salve on it.
Did they have things like mercurochrome and iodine?
No.
When do you first remember things like iodine coming in?
I don't recollect when the first, but it was way up in the 30s when it was beginning to come in. And I recollect mighty well when mercurochrome come in, but...
That kind of like iodine?
Yeah. The difference that kid will determine in the two, one will burn and the other won't.
Which one that burns?
Mercurochrome.
And?
Iodine doesn't burn.
What about the kinds of medicines you might take for things like a flu or different things?
Well, back when I was a kid, you had people that say, you got to give you some liver medicine. CC pills, Epsom salts, castor oil, or calomel.
Did they have much malaria and things like that around?
Oh, yes, sir.
What did it take for something like that?
Quinine.
Well, that's pretty much, they don't have much malaria anymore, do they today?
They have slowed the malaria down, and sometimes fella make a broad statement and say they've got rid of it. I hope so.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's pretty serious.
Oh, it's bad stuff. All up and down this Cahaba River here, if you lived in that valley, well, you had malaria some time ago.
I guess so. That's a lot of mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah.
I guess maybe they sprayed those mosquitoes is what they did or something.
No, the land is not there's not as much overflow land now as it used to be. People have drained it out, dried it up. But you come in this swamp here sometime, you wonder where all these mosquitoes come from.
I guess so. I guess it gets the nighttime in the summer. And
you can stay out in the open place, but don't you go back in them bushes.
Yeah. I guess the worst I ever seen about mosquitoes like that, I was down in Louisiana one time, down there near the Mississippi River. It's so low and swampy that all down in there that you just, there's just tons of mosquitoes. It's just a...
You have a, in the summertime and the springtime, have a overflow, and then have some hot days follow that. You can look out, the mosquitoes is coming.
Yeah, we're talking about those diseases and things. Used to that one that they'd have, you had, the children would have a real severe sore throat with maybe blisters on the inside, and it caused them to choke in the night. You know, children choke in the night.
Croup.